A very good morning to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Thessalonians 2, the verses 1 to 5. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? My theme for reflection is standing firm in faith. In 2 Thessalonians 2:1-5, Paul addresses concerns regarding the return of Christ. The Thessalonians had received a letter or message claiming that the day of the Lord had already come, causing confusion and distress. Paul seeks to clarify the sequence of events leading to Christ's return and to encourage the Thessalonians to stand firm in their faith. He urges them not to be easily shaken or alarmed by rumors, false teachings, or mistaken signs. Paul explains that certain events, including the rebellion and the revelation of the man of lawlessness, must occur before Christ's return. He emphasizes the importance of standing firm in their faith and holding fast to the teachings they have received. My dear friends, this passage reminds us that while we eagerly anticipate the return of Christ, we should not be swayed by false information, sensationalism, or fear-mongering. Instead, we are called to stand firm in our faith, rooted in the truth of God's word. In our modern age, there are countless predictions and speculations about the end times and the return of Christ. It is easy to become anxious or confused. However, just as in Paul's time, we should remain grounded in our faith and discerning of the messages we encounter. There are 2 points or 2 questions for reflection. 1. How can we discern between true teachings about the return of Christ and sensational or misguided claims in our contemporary context? 2. In what ways can we stand firm in our faith and maintain our trust in God's plan, even when facing uncertainties about the future? Heavenly Father, we are grateful for your word that guides us and provides clarity amidst confusion. Help us to discern the truth from falsehood in matters related to the second coming of Christ. Strengthen our faith and resolve to stand firm in times of uncertainty. May we remain rooted in your word and continue to live faithfully as we await the return of our Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.